Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, let's have some fun today, okay? Let's talk about Dom Lecrae, the stealer of narratives. This is a guy on Twitter who has 1.6 million followers. He posts, probably, I'd argue, more misinformation than maybe anyone on this platform. This guy is a psycho QAnon conspiracy theorist, just an insane guy, okay? And Dom's full-time job is posting on Twitter. Like 12 hours a day, he tweets nonstop, and he gets paid to do that from Twitter. Well, recently, Twitter demonetized him, meaning he lost all of his ability to make money, and it led to him freaking the hell out. And it's kind of funny to watch because this guy, A, is psycho, and B, a raging narcissist. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to react. We're going to have a good time. Before we hop into it really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. I'm 24 years old. I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to my Georgia people. I guess it's been more than a year now. I moved to Chicago. For no particular reason. I literally just wanted to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I was like, I'm 23, I guess, at the time, 22, 23. And I was like, if I don't get out of Georgia, I love Georgia, I love my family, but I was like, if I don't leave here, I'm never going to leave. And I was like, I need to learn how to just, I need to pick a city where I know no one and just learn to, you know, build some character. So that's what I did. Now I'm here in Chicago. I'm grateful to be making videos here. I'm 24. I care about democracy. That's who I am. If you appreciate any of that and you enjoy the way I do videos, it means a lot. If you go right down below, hit like and subscribe on my YouTube channel. Maybe check out my most recent video. Really helps me out. And obviously here on the Adam Mockler channel, just hit 2 million followers. Subscribers. You guys are unbelievable. So make sure you hit like and subscribe down below. You guys all, truly, I mean this, are the best. All right, so let's start here with Dom. The breaker of narratives. I guess he just changed his name to stealer of narratives, but he's gone for a long time as the breaker of narratives. By the way, he doesn't break any narratives. Like, it's insane. We'll get into that. But breaking news, he was just emailed saying that his creator monetization is being paused. So he's not making money anymore on Twitter. And this really upset him because it's his full-time job. Why did he lose his Twitter full-time job? Well, that's because he decided to post fake AI-generated war footage from Iran and claim it to be real. That's not really anything new for Dom, the breaker of narratives, but this is explicitly against Twitter's terms of service. They've warned about it several times, but he was like, hey, look at this video of the Iranian Ayatollah, looking at this nuclear reactor that they built, and the whole video is AI. So he loses his Twitter paycheck. We're going to go to this 3-minute video of him just losing his mind. It's kind of hilarious. But some other misinformation that he's posted in the past, I find this one particularly funny. Kamala Harris is allegedly paying influencers and celebrities $20,000 each to attend the DNC through PR agents. There's an email that's being sent out to influencers from PR managers who got paid by the campaign to inform celebrities and influencers that they can be compensated by the DNC. I find this funny because I was lucky enough, my first time ever in Chicago, to be invited as a content creator to the DNC in 2024. If I ever learn that people were getting paid $20,000, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed because where's my 20 grand? I came here for free. So just like he just makes shit up. I think it's hilarious. We also have this one. And again, a lot of this, some of the misinformation is like, wow, that's so hilariously stupid. But as someone who's very passionate about misinformation, it's also incredibly dangerous. This is another example. ICE is allegedly offering $750 per illegal immigrant that you turn in from their tip form. This was just made up. And this actually had to be fact-checked by some pretty big websites. He originally got banned on Twitter because he posted, I can't read about it or show it, but he posted really explicit things relating to children. Twitter banned him, brought him back. He posted that because he said he was breaking narratives. The guy is a psycho. And so he gets banned on Twitter, or not banned, excuse me. He gets demonetized, can't make money. So he posts a video about it. Let's hear what he has to say.
So I just got demonetized from X again last night. And there's a ton of people that was pretty happy about it. The weird thing is about it, people don't really have a real reason to fucking hate me. People can say that I post a lot of news they don't like, but what does that have to do with me? news is news. I get news from all kind of genres, but there's like a problem with me posting it. You see, people will say I'm stealing people content. Motherfucker, all of X people are posting other people content. Meme, therefore I am, puts their watermark on their stuff. My dude Unlimited L's puts watermark on people's stuff. Drama Alert puts watermarks on people's stuff. No Jumper puts watermarks on people's stuff. Fox News put watermarks on people's stuff. But you guys notice that they bring up my name, now it's a problem. They go through my advertiser rates, which is publicly listed on my website. I'm on the 305 podcast twice a week. I publicly list how much money I charge per post.
I just want to explain this really quickly. This guy has a website that you can go to. Oh, my God. He thinks he's so important. He's like, of course, when my name gets brought up in this conversation, it's a problem. No one cares about you, bro. No one cares. I'm just saying. And trust me, it gets way crazier than this. But it was reported, and you can see on his website, he charges like $20,000 per post if like you have a business that you wanted to sponsor. He charges like $8,000 for retweets. Don't do that. Do not do that.
Said it on Fresh Fit. Said it on many different episodes on 305, which is live on my ex. But when someone presents it like it's news, they'll think it is. Guys, I create the news, so I know what it is. And all that is fine. But it's the hypocrisy is what kind of really gets me. There are creators that are charging $40,000 per post on X. I have an advertiser. You know who you are. Who had someone approach him for $1 million, talk about starting up a nonprofit fund. It's complete bullshit. Try to charge him over $1 million for this shit over some shit over the weekend. I know a creator that charged an advertiser like $40,000, $45,000 and it only stayed up for 24 hours. I know a creator that charged $10,000, that same creator that charged $45,000, he charges $10,000 to keep an Instagram story up for 10 hours. But it's a problem when I do it. I don't think people really know these are the numbers that people are pushing. I am a big creator. Fucking surprise. I'm one of the biggest creators on X. What do they think I'm going to be doing? See, this is the thing. Do they not want people to reach their goals and their dreams? What's the point of you chasing yours? What is the envy and the animosity against me when I'm the only creator that is donating his money to people? For years, since I've been famous, I've been giving people my money over and over. I'm the only X creator to break out of the X algorithm and break into the real world. How many of these other X creators on Fresh and Fit? How many of these X creators can be with Charleston White? How many of these other X creators get engaged with Nicki Minaj, Kyrie Irving, Paris Hilton, Young Thug, Ocho Cinco, all these?
Bro, I promise you, being in this world, like of political video making, which, oh my God, I mean, I try to just stay out of all the drama and focus on what matters. This guy, Dom LaCour, the breaker of narratives, does not know Nicki Minaj and Kyrie Irving and Paris Hilton. Those people do not know who this guy is, okay? And you've heard it throughout the video. He's like, oh, you think that's news? I know news because I create the news. Oh my God. I really love how humble Dom is. He's such a humble individual. And don't worry, it gets worse. It gets so much worse. Like, that is so crazy to say. And he's also like, I'm the only X creator, Twitter creator, to break into the real world and go on Fresh and Fit, these right-wing kind of manosphere podcasts where they say super shitty things about women. No, you're not. I can name like 20 of like the same copycat like right-wing creators who all like started on Twitter or some version of it and ended up saying horrible things about women on Fresh and Fit. There's like a billion of them. What are you taught? You are not that important. This is my biggest problem with people. You are not that important. Oh my goodness. This is crazy. I also think it's really interesting, and maybe you can go look at this or I'll make a follow-up video. There's a New York Times article about this guy from last year where he's talking about how he has $7 in his checking account and he's like one of the brokest people. But in this video, he's like, ever since I've been famous, I give away all my money. Those two things don't seem like they can logically exist at the same time. Dom obviously has a history of lying. So let's continue.
These people reach out talking to me like, and I never have to prove nothing to nobody because I'm secure in my place, but now it feels like I have to speak. The amount of hate against me is absolutely crazy when I can list examples of other people doing the shit that they complain about me doing. They were doing it before me. Where do you think I learned it from? It's because I get 600 million impressions every month. Dude, I'm not worrying about the money. And what really disturbs me is that's what really pissed people the fuck off. To say he's not worried about the money. Me not being worried about the money made it a problem. My nigga, you're evil. It is what it is. People are actually evil. I'm just saying, I've retired my dad and shit. Look at the stuff I'm doing with my money, giving followers thousands of dollars. I'm not doing this for your sympathy.
So here's the thing. He's not worried about money and he gives thousands of dollars to people. The other thing is that, again, in terms of him being humble, he also tweeted about this. This is what they wanted. This is what it takes to crucify me. The entire app has to die because I was the formula. Very humble. This right here, and I tweeted about this, and I was like, this is the craziest entitlement I've ever seen. Quote, my dad is getting old. He will die and I will be alone. Which, by the way, also he has contradicted the status of his father in multiple other tweets. I digress. So I'm supposed to watch my family die and work for free? Watch my girl starve? Not have kids because I can't afford them? Am I supposed to post 100 times a day and put the fries in the bag? As in, post 100 times a day and go get a real job? Who with 1.6 million followers would work at McDonald's when they have 1.6 million followers? The entitlement is absurd. Because you post 100 times a day on whatever, so you are not entitled to making money on any of these platforms. Go get a job. Go get a job. This sounds like a little toddler complaining. Oh, I can't do what I want, so I'm supposed to starve. Go get a job, okay? It's not anyone's fault that you're getting, you know, you're posting so much misinformation that even right-wing Twitter and Elon Musk can't do it anymore. And other right-wing influencers know it. This is a huge right-wing influencer, Mr. Star Spangled Whatever. Dear Dom Lecrae, I hope this letter finds you in the middle of another breaking post you're making up. You remind me of that greasy late-night TV psychic who promised to predict your future for $19.99, but only ever predicted you'd keep getting poorer while he got richer. Everything is breaking with you. Every post he posts starts with breaking. Breaking. Dom Lecrae just reposted a screenshot he found in his spam folder. Breaking. Dom Lecrae's ego needs $50 to stay inflated for the next 12 hours. Breaking. Dom Lecrae just stole a small account's content, removed the watermark, and posted it as his own. Breaking. Dom Lecrae is still pretending he's not the digital version of the guy selling fake Rolexes out of a trench coat in Times Square. The cockiness, excuse me, is Olympic level, Don. Olympic level. And it goes on and on and on. Just know that every time you type breaking, somewhere a real journalist dies a little inside and a PayPal notification makes you feel like a big man for about 6 seconds. So even right-wing influencers know it. It's crazy. It's crazy. We will keep you updated here. Sometimes we enjoy making, you know, obviously post a lot of news here on the Adam Ockman channel, but, you know, gotta have a kind of a different little laugh every once in a while. And just also, it's just so insane. And I actually think it's indicative of politics that this is a guy with 1.6 million followers for the MAGA right-wing movement. Holy smokes. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. My name is Chris Mowry. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel right down below. You guys are the best. I really, really appreciate all the support lately. I love each and every one of you. Subscribe here on the Adam Ockman channel, and I will see you in the next video.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.